My name is Reed Brewer. I'm an associate professor with the Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. So this year at Whale Fest, the theme is Cold Rivers to the Sea, Terrestrial Connections to Our Northern Seas.
What is your favorite part about Whale Fest?
My favorite part of Whale Fest is that we get to include students, both high school students, elementary school, middle school students, as well as college students. They get a chance to interact with the people giving the talks. So it's a chance to have discussions where you normally wouldn't.
Yeah, they're endangered because the main reason of death is they're getting entangled into fishing nets.
But didn't they close off their main habitat?
My name is Lucy Polson.
What was your favorite part about Whale Fest last year?
Learning about all of the different octopus and how they get tagged.
That's cool. What are you excited for this year?
Just learning about new science.
My name is Terry Williams. I'm a professor of biology at University of California, Santa Cruz.
Cool. Are you excited about any particular thing this year?
I haven't been to Whale Fest before, so I'm excited about everything. I actually just like talking to all the people and showing all the pictures of my animals. I love talking about my animals.
My name is Lily Hood.
My name is Ella Lubin.
Terry Williams asked the question at the beginning, is it easier to live on land or in water? And her speech was just about what animals have to do underwater and how they breathe and their heart rate and everything. And
at the end, her observations were it was easier to live on land because for marine mammals, they had to come up to the surface to breathe. And when they're hunting, like seals, for example, she talked about, it was very inconvenient because their food was underneath the water, but their air was above the water.
Hi, my name's Rebecca Hemshute.
What did you think of Dr. Terry Williams' talk?
The talk was amazing, but I think what really has stuck with me the most is Dr. Terry Williams herself and what an amazing life she has. Things that she's choosing to study and the places she's going to study those things. Who wouldn't love to do what she's doing? So I guess you could say she's living the dream, and that's as impressive as the last talk.
There's so much more to do in science. I mean, you never have the answer. It's always more you can do from what you found out.
The more that we learn about these animals or about whatever you're studying, the more that we actually learn that we don't know that much about them.
But that's why it is satisfying, is because that makes you want to learn more about it.